When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. As Jesus came up out of the water, he saw the heavens splitting apart and the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly loved Son, and you bring me great joy." Here, in a gentle yet spectacular way, we see God the Trinity at work. Having been baptized by John, Jesus saw the Holy Spirit descending upon him, and God the Father spoke from heaven, confirming his identity. As Jesus stepped into his new ministry, it was essential that the whole Trinity was involved, and that's what we see in the following chapters. Jesus continually sought to be close to his Father in prayer and was led by the Spirit. People often struggle to understand the Trinity, but it's in Jesus' ministry we see most clearly how they all work together. I believe that it's important that we are continually aware of the presence and blessing of God, the Trinity, in our lives. God is our Creator. We bring our worship to him through Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible is quite clear that they are distinct from one another and yet absolutely one. At the dawn of creation, all the members of the Trinity were present. God the Father spoke his word, and in his Gospel, John explained that Jesus was that word, and the Spirit hovered over the surface of the waters. So now in the baptism, the Father, Son, and Spirit meet in the River Jordan. People often say that they find the Trinity confusing, but the Bible never sets out to explain it to us as if it's some sort of complicated mathematical puzzle. The Trinity is presented to us as the basis for our worship. God is always infinitely beyond our understanding. But as we see the relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, we're invited to join in relationship with them. And at the heart of that relationship is love. God the Father loves us so much that he sent Jesus into the world to be our Saviour. And when Jesus ascended to his Father, God sent his Spirit to us to lead us to Jesus and to enable us to do even more than could be achieved in Jesus' earthly ministry. So let me ask you a question. How does Jesus' baptism help you in your understanding of the Trinity? And now let me pray with you. Father, Son, and Spirit, we thank you that you love us and call us into relationship with you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
When you're juggling everyday life, carrying your faith isn't always easy. Introducing Journa, Premier's new devotional journaling app, created in partnership with World Vision. Each day, Journa gives you a Bible verse, a short reflection, a question to sit with, a written prayer, and space for your thoughts, all in one place, wherever you go. Find Journa in your App Store today, available on iOS and Android. Journa, an app to help you stay connected.